This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Sabri Benishour in for David Brancaccio. Big weddings are not exactly an option this summer. Some couples are okay with Zoom weddings, others are not. And some are saying, forget the ceremony, let's just elope. Sue Carpenter has more on love in a time of corona.
Emily Hopkins and Ryan Rohr got married June 12th. Like a lot of engaged couples this year.
We were going to have a semi-big-ish wedding, so around 100 people at a winery.
But as the coronavirus crisis worsened in April, the Los Gatos, California couple decided to do a smaller ceremony instead.
With my family living in Arizona and things kind of starting to open up, we thought we might have an option to do it there and just do it in their backyard.
They did something called a planned elopement. A more intimate ceremony, usually performed in a natural setting with a handful of attendees. The nature of elopement is evolving. What used to mean a wedding, held in secret, often at a government building, now encompasses small planned events. Hopkins had considered a civil ceremony at San Francisco City Hall, but it wasn't available. Many government offices that perform weddings are backlogged because of COVID-19. Janessa Williams is co-founder of the Boise, Idaho company Simply Eloped.
For the folks that had a large wedding planned that are reaching out to us, they're looking to get it done pretty fast.
Couples want to get married quickly as states ease up on stay-at-home orders, knowing restrictions could be put back in place if the pandemic worsens.
People are really taking advantage of these markets opening up and just jumping on it for fear of the unknown in the future.
There is a financial advantage to elopement. According to the wedding website TheKnot.com, the average wedding in 2019 cost $34,000. Eloping is often just a couple thousand bucks.
There's no more cookie-cutter wedding.
Roberta Correa is editorial director of Brides magazine. She says that couples are stepping away from more traditional weddings, but celebrations haven't gone away.
People are choosing to elope and celebrate later.
Which is what Emily Hopkins and her new husband intend to do. Freshly married in a backyard, they plan to have a big party at some point in the future. In Los Angeles, I'm Sue Carpenter for Marketplace.